Right now, he's joining us. He's the head coach of the CMU men's golf team, getting ready to move on to the regional. It's Scott Sullivan. Scott, I appreciate the time. How are you?
I'm great, Jim. How are you doing?
Doing fine. And congratulations for the second consecutive time selected to compete in the regional portion of the Division II championships. Great honor in 2011, 2012, 2019, and now in 2021, the Mavericks going to the postseason.
Yeah, really pleased with getting the bid. You know, we had a pretty good fall, and really set us up well going into the spring season. And you know, I just got some of my young guys that are starting to mature, and we have two true freshmen, two redshirt freshmen, and a junior on our team, and just really excited to get the experience for them, getting to the regional, and who knows, you know, if we play well and put three good rounds together, perhaps we get to the national tournament. And, you know, that's always our goal every year.
Scott Sullivan, coach of the Colorado Mesa men's golf team, with us today on the Team Sports Network. And like you said, the fourth time for your team to qualify. There's been individual qualifiers in five of the other 8 years, you know, during the program. So there's usually been somebody representing the Mavericks when it comes to going on to the regional. But the chance to get your team into this makes it pretty special, doesn't it?
It's really great. You know, we've had some good individual players here and there throughout the years. And, you know, I helped the program back in 2011, 2012, when we were just starting to get going. And then my work life pulled me away for about 6 years. But anyway, we've always had some one or two good players and had some representation in the regional. But, you know, we're starting to put together some, you know, a full team of good players. And, you know, it's really reflected in our results.
Scott Sullivan, coach of the Maverick men's golf team, joining us today on the Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network. So it's the South Central West Super Region, May 6th to the 8th at DuPont, Washington, hosted by St. Martin's University. Three rounds at that, 54 total holes. And so can you talk about the course? Are you familiar with this course that your team is going to be playing at coming up for the regional?
You know, we really aren't familiar with it. We did not go. There was a regional preview earlier in the fall, and I elected not to go to that, and we pursued some other tournaments. So we're not real familiar with it, but Kyle Pearson, one of our better players, his brother plays up there, and he's familiar with the golf course. So we're getting a little intel off of him, and you know, we'll be up. We leave next Tuesday, and we'll practice around Wednesday. We've got some good yardage and green books that'll help us, and so I think we'll be pretty comfortable up there.
Scott Sullivan with the CMU men's golf team with us today on the Team Sports Network. So with the little bit of intel that you do have from Kyle's brother and some other things you've mentioned, what are you learning about this course and some of the challenges for your golf team?
Well, it's Ryan Pearson, Kyle's twin brother, and Ryan has been telling us that you know, it's pretty straightforward. It's out in front of you, and there's not too much tricky to it. And so we're pretty confident we'll be able to learn the course pretty quick and get right into it. They actually in the fall preview, they only played 36 holes because of weather. They got fogged out in the last round. So you know, we're pretty confident we'll pick it up, and we didn't lose much by not going to that fall preview.
Some of the teams will be competing. The Lone Star Conference champion, Oklahoma Christian, fellow RMAC member champion, CSU Pueblo, got the automatic qualification spots. Those two because they won their conferences, but Midwestern State, Texas A&M Commerce, Dallas Baptist, Western New Mexico, some of the other at-large selections, some of the teams that will be there coming up on May 6th.
Yes, and, you know, it's been pretty interesting. You know, some of the schools have had a lot more play than others. You know, the West Coast teams didn't get much of a fall, if any. And, you know, so we've got a whole lot more experience And even the RMAC teams, you know, they didn't have a chance to play like we did. We had a pretty mild winter over here, but on the Front Range they had a lot of snow, and of course all the Texas teams they pretty much get to play anytime too. So we're feeling pretty good that we've had a great spring to play a lot of rounds, whereas a lot of the rest of the Super Region teams, you know, haven't played quite as much as we have. So we're feeling confident going in.